Shall now hear the word of God from Reverend Bembo Nana Usu. Please be seated.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you are happy that you are in the house of the Lord to listen to his word, make a shout offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From the start of today's service up to now, I can see that the excitement is so great and the Lord is with us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. Lord, it is spiritual word that we are bringing into the physical world. So without your help, it will be very difficult for your children to understand. So Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray that you use me as an instrument to speak to your people. Lord, you yourself speak to your people and bless your word as it comes to them. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority of all demonic forces that might be around, and I command all of them to be silent and be ineffective as the word of God comes to his people. Amen. Today, I'm speaking to you on the theme, Hear the Voice of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord. Ti onyankopon ne se onyame okasa kire wo a tenene. People of God, since time immemorial, God has been using various means to speak to his people in various dispensations. We have three main dispensations, and the first one is the dispensation of the patriarchs. That is the days of Abraham, the days of Isaac, the days of Jacob. And then also we have the dispensations of the law. And now we have the dispensation of the gospel. Adofonomo efri se onyame fra se ene enipa enya ayonkofa no. Onyame wo kwan bebere afa so na one ne ma ekasa. Ye wo se ne one onipa kasa wo Abraham no mre so. And I was any now in the Pakasa, I will most say, Lumoso Emreso, and I was any Unyamenso, on any Ma Ekasa, and Emre Munso. Hallelujah. From the Bible readings that we read from 1 Samuel, he said that God was calling Samuel, but Samuel at that time did not know the word of God. So even though God came to call him for three consecutive times, he did not recognize the word of God. So he did not hear that the Lord was calling him. Thanks be to God that there was this priest Eli who actually knew the voice of God because God had spoken to him before, and who told Samuel to go and lie down. And when the voice came to call again, say, Master, speak, for thy servant hears. Adofrumo yebrade Jesus Christo mu. Akenka Samuel wodi kankenka maye ewo Samuel ngom mu no. Akenka Samuel say, emi bi baaye abofra Samuel na owo onyankopon fie no. Onyankopon ebegina ho efre no. Ofre no. Ofre no for 3 times. Na ninyina na na yue ne se eye odifo Eli e na efre no. Eti ebibia na wa sori ko odifo Eli ho na odifo Eli aka kye ne se on fre no na to so mi ensa so no odifo Eli aka kye ne se kona san koda na se ene no esa fre obi a ka se owura kasa na wa kwa etie. People of God, God can do whatever he wants to do, and God can choose whoever he wants to choose. And under my circumstances, Eli, he was the chief priest or he was the prophet, and so God should have spoken directly to him. But God decided to speak to the small boy Samuel instead of Eli. Abofra Samuel. Nemo Abofra Samuel. Akoka asemeno achre osofupeni. Hallelujah. Obin timi nchile unyame ni awonye. Unyame owo kwaya. Ofasuna oye ni bibia. Today, the team says, hear the voice of God or the Lord. Ose ti owura no ene. Ene ye ura. Esese ye tiye nene. Enene. Yes, Christo. Now, yes, Christo, before he left, he told us it is to our advantage that he should go away. Because if he does not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. Today, Jesus is gone, and the Holy Spirit is with us here on this earth. And so, our Lord speaks to us every day. But I'm wondering whether we hear the voice of the Lord when he speaks to us. I don't know. And na yen yura. Only Jesus Christ. Now Jesus Christ, a brother over fias asin swakono. Or catchra yen say, a yen ma yen say, or beko. If there's a one qua, whom crono emma, and then yes to Christo wako. Next answer yes to Christo akuntino. Home crono na bana, home crono, and the end of tiasa asin so. Na bri piano. Home crono. Or kasa etreying. Na mi bisa se, se hon kongko na kasa chrewa, o te anase, on te. And the onyame se, te onyanko pon eni, na ebe bwa o abra bumu. Hallelujah. You see, I sometimes compare this to something like the transmission of, let's say, radio or something like that. As we are sitting here in the hall right now, everybody's mind will make him or her that the radio is not transmitting. Why? Because here in this hall, we have not tuned to the frequency of the radio. I don't know more. Yeah, now me tie young person will be said. They say it be a radio ah a kasa. Say who baby. Na se untune radio no to ni frequency no a obeka se radio nkasa nemom se untune to that frequency ni dia ene obehu se se radio no e kasa ana se e bonwom ana bibia te sa sa na ye wo ha enso so bebre ya dwen be ye yen se e bia wo nyame one ye nkasa ebi se de ese se ye ye Emma Radi Kasa, ye tinin, no, ye mwebri, ye nye. It's yagri ye se, unyame, onye en kasa. So, back to our first Bible reading. God called Samuel. And on the fourth time, when Samuel responded and said, Master, speak, for thy servant hears. The Bible continued to say that at that time, the word of God was very rare. That rare is R-A-R-E. Kese na enipa at that time no nyame nkasa. Enchre obia. And so when God called Samuel and Samuel responded, God told him that, Samuel, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which the 2 ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. Why? Because the 2 sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, they have sinned against God by taking their portion of the sacrificial victim before the Lord and also sleeping with the woman who came to worship in the house of God. Adofo no Onyankopon friend Samuel na Samuel Jesus no. Onyame asema wo ka kire ne ne se Samuel e me ba be ye bibi wo Israel ha. Na saade na me ba be ye no onipa bia wo bete sa asem no na sumu be ye ni hey. Na de ntia me ba be ye saade ne se eye hofini any fine has a omo ye odifo Elia ma no ene ma o ye no me asaforade me bu afu ene se so obi de na foro ye ba aforoba na wo de aba no they have to boil the aforo ene se na be a vapor na e koso no will be the part of God, so God will take his portion. But the sons of Hophni, the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, they will come to the people and say, give us the raw meat, give us our portion before you boil it. That means that they were taking their part of the portion before God. And to add injuries into whatever, they were sleeping with the women. Now, a man, I won't back. I saw if you have a woman or so. Now, a woman is a man, Edda. So it so happened to the sense that they will be defeated. And then it will be possible that God is calling most of us sitting here right now. Mijidi say, you move a brewaha, Onyame ofreye, Onyame oneye kasa. But we don't hear the word of God. Because we have not conditioned, we have not tuned ourselves to the frequency of the Lord. In John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, the word of God says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Onyame asem say, my sheep, they listen to my voice. So are you a sheep of the Lord? Me say, so onyango pon freni nyanya, uka huana. Asem na wa hono say, so uka onyame, enyano hodia, ene uti onyame neneno. No, onyame say, onimu. Only more by name, only more by everything. Now, you didn't achieve. Now, if we're able to do that, then he will give us eternal life. See, yes, sir. Or rather, say, Obama, you're down. Now, nobody will perish. And no one can also snatch us from the hands of God. See, ti onyame nea. Now, see, ye di onyame nene soa. Obama ye dankwa. Yemu bia ni wa obe yira. Hallelujah. Edu ade mwaye. Na yen tini ni. Sene beya yemu bia enyira. Are you among the sheep? Onyami nyana wa fro mwa. Wosu ukaho. Anase wosu ukaho. Let me digress a little. And ask this question. So what are the various ways by which God speaks to us? As I say, it on your many voice. It is here who said, so in what are the various ways? Anna on your many onamoso and in the makasa. One. God can speak to us when we are in deep worship, especially through prayer and fasting. Me say, Onyame adehye. Se unya daje. Na se uye akonche. Na ubo mpaye. Empaye nenye, oh Lord bless me, amen, where you? You take your time and enter into a time of prayer. You soak yourself into prayer. And then when you are deep in prayer, you allow some time. You sit there quietly and wait upon the Lord. Me say, obetise unyame o kasachira wo. Hallelujah. Se enye sa adom na unyame di adom yen a. Anka asofudi aye di yembebre ebe yira. God speak to us through worship. I always give this example. There was this lady in my church. That lady was doing so good. And I decided to award the lady a very high position in the church. So, one day I was praying and praying and praying. And then I heard a voice of the Lord telling me that I should go to the post office. For the place where I lived to the post office, it was just a walking distance. But actually, when we say, I have a mail spy at the bureau of you. And now, post office also, but I still heard a voice after prayers. Go to the post office. Go to the post office. I heard it several times. And so I felt I should obey the voice of the Lord because I've heard the voice of the Lord asking me to go to the post office. Actually, I didn't know what I was going to do at the post office. It means you must say, meko. Now, I'm saying, baby, I'm telling you, I can't say, any post office, no, you're not telling you, and your baby, I will cry so far. It means, sorry, say, meko post office. I feel there. Meko post office, and it's, Again, I'm a plan to send person me a word in the woman so you know. I could be a friend of Kwame Baba. What the guy need to turn me pan the way I walk. Oh, I now understand. I now understand. Go to the post office. I said, yeah. Again, who me? Papa, it's not what you think. The man here who knows, it's not what I think. God told me, go to the post office. And I went to the post office and I saw. It will be a way. Like a man is in a prayer with a masori mua. Hallelujah. God was telling me, say, go to the post office. Another thing that God, through which God has been speaking to us, is that sometimes God will quicken scripture into your mind. I thought the beer. Onyame otimi ni nyame sem bi asem bi beto utim kese ohun se onyame de asem no ato utim marafu bi ba menchan and the guy was coming to teach me, coming to guide me, coming to direct me, and God quickened scripture into my mind that curse on those who put their trust in man. And no man can only pay ya. Or then a whole about two in the passo. Never I met this, I said, let me name the entire. So I was asking why. And finally, Madame Fonoa, no, Babe directed me. I will not make a such a say, let me find me home two in the passo. No. Actually, let me say, so I won't say that Madame Fonoa de Yamia. Kabun se unyame okasachire yen. Hallelujah. Me bompa yewo Yesu di musa. Ewade onkasachire wo. Na okasachire wo soa. Oma wo ntine ne no. Na ma wo oniso. Don't just be a hearer of the voice of God. But be obedient to whatever the Lord will ask you to do. Sometimes, God speaks to some people audibly. Tisanya menemu kasa ya toda biya unyame ni nipa kasasa. So we share in the dispensation of the law, Moses time now. The Bible say Moses na or the na se Jethro enyan e ko edidie e ho no ko hu say eje bi e dere. Now what the voice be e ka tell me say Moses you will not send paboa na ba bi a ugina no e ye asase konkon. In this way, God ekasa chire enipa. Mama, example where what happened, and I will give it once again. So there was a time in my life, me an kasa my brother but physically. That time I'm tired travel. I saw four bar me a bar. Me I'm tired travel all around. na me ko drive o aso for call ba bi eti me ko drop o mo no na abobes and at 12 midnight my drop o aso for no ba bi a me ten so about 30 minutes away from ba bi a me ko see aso for no na as I was driving 12 midnight 12:15 12:30 thereabout I was going and driving and driving and driving me do kwan mu ho no na aboa bi gina kwan mu aboa kase bi gina kwan mu me ankasa no me hu aboa no ehu bore me I was so fearful na obakasa na obi teme ka na chi and he told me is aboa na wagina kwan mu ho no sa wo ya wajin sa wo swebu no a darese na obo swebu no na no ewuram ho na na abeko na okko ho so a that will be your end nti aboa na wagina kwan mu ho no me tell say you don't have mercy on that animal faka no bono it means me yire me ho na me increase speed no hallelujah and I'm sensitive to be says what the bo aboa no a enhwe wachi go straight adofo no mo asempa na me ka kire mu it means me yire me ho de ka ne bo aboa no na me de ka ne bo aboa no so no manhwe machi na me go straight me ko du fi apa na me park e ka no na me say rade me da was na me see for na me full course so na ade ti anopa no me ba share car no me say engine na to asifom se me hu se se ne car we tie pa na ti me di me free ba bia me bo abo e be do hardia hallelujah it that was the end of that my car na surprisingly no be so de me car long time o metua mo ho in background frame say me sika na ready or dey bre me it I got money and I bought a new car on that day. And that other car, no, you prefer called junkyard. People of God, we should listen, we should hear the voice of God. And when we hear the voice of God, we must obey. Sometimes, God speaks to us through dreams, visions, and trance. An example is in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10. When Peter was in the house of Simon the Tanner, and then he was so hungry, so something was being prepared for him to eat. And whilst they were preparing that food for him, God put Peter in a trance. And Peter, he saw a sheet descending from heaven. And in this sheet were all kinds of animals, pigs, reptiles, and everybody was inside. And a voice came to Peter and said, Peter, rise, kill and eat. And then Peter said, oh no, Lord, I have never eaten anything that is unclean. And the voice told Peter again that whatever God has created, you should not call unclean. And at that time, the same voice told Peter that there are three men coming to you. When this man come, do not ask them any question. Just follow them to the direction where they will go. I don't follow no more. It's Peter things ask them. Ah, they need tea freeze our trance in the morning. And they take a knock on the door. And they put me in some. I'm going to say, Obi, I found Cornelius. And I ask my mom. Now Cornelius is so bomb pile. No, I'm going to say, I'm going to free Peter. I'm going to free. Peter was a Jew. Now, Jew for no, in those days, you know, now only in the party said, no, only in the way yet. In those days, you know, now Jews, you know, they called us dogs. And the thing that Jesus said, catcher of Barney said, Yam fa and the Padian name from Ma and Kraman of Satan, they called us dogs. And he said, and yet, trance, you know, and that vision, you know, and that dream, you know, Peter Nyaya, you know. And Kailipana of Cornelius, fear, friend, you know, because they were Gentiles, you know, and Kaonko, because, oh, you're Jew. Even so, continue, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, Kwa said, Okoye no, the other Jews, no, omo friend no question no, Peter, when are we a leader? Why should you go and eat with these Gentiles? Now he explained to them with the vision that he saw. Me bom pa ye se, Awurade one won kasa. E wa da yem. O how be ba onna na din kire wo. Amane bi ba onna na din kire wo. Biblia do be kon so hwem, biblia do be kon ha mu. E ba, Awurade ma wa so nsi. Awurade enna na din kire wo. Na wo huru so a tu sa na mo no, na onyame obedum, onyame obeboa wo. Hallelujah. Sometimes God speak to us through our circumstances. I told you, baby, see, oh, wabra boom. One kasana won't chias ye. Now, so long when your men are some so, and oh, kasa. Me say, I told you, beer. What plan a pass or pursue co baby, no? Well, now, kasa fire up. Me say, Oba hwehwe safoa no ahwehwe 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 unhu da. And because of that, no, ba bi a ba plan say wo ko no obesan. Na later on, obeti say, "Hey, enipa o mko fa sa kwana na nka o kofa so ni nyina, o mu nyina ko wuye." Na after that, no, obehun say wo key no, e find out table so ba bi a wa wini mu say, Hallelujah. Onyame odonema. Onyame spoke to Moses. And he said, Moses, if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord, sa ubeti onyame ni, na wadi onyame asem no so dia. And ye yare na me de ba mizrim foso no, me mfa bi ma wo so de bi reda. Me mfa bi ma wo manfo no so. Hallelujah. The condition is say, if you hear the voice of God and you obey, if you hearken, okay, a new King James now, or say if you hearken to the voice of the Lord, so utie wo nyame asem na se uti so dia ya re na me de ba mizrim fo so no me mfa bi ma wo so. Hallelujah. Me bo mpa ye sesa ya re bi ba ye so a Awurade ma ye nti ne ne Awurade ma ye nti the voice of God se na ba ye sa ya re no em ba ye so na be de e ho e wo Jesus Christ di mu. Hallelujah. Dear people of God, that behind me can say, God does not make carbon copies. Ready? On your carbon copies. Yet I make us say, the reason why I'm saying this, and they say, send your own, I want to be bed daily. And yes, I know no bed daily. And yes, I know no way to bed daily. On your medals with Obia as an individual. It will be our health condition. And I want to me and why they are daily. Only people who are holding my number who says, oh, but Casa Manate is so bonus. Hallelujah. Elijah, so there. Now, he's running a new gem. Now, he's running a new assume. Now, he's running a new so many sources. Now, so I'm not there. Bible say, but be an old friend of me, well, who knew? Then, finally, no, he had a small, still voice. That was why I know Onyan Yami. And it's Obia, send Onyame no better, Libiano, and you're different. Hallelujah. But sometimes, you know, we are impatient. And sometimes we let fear and anxiety overcome us to the sense that when God is calling us, we don't hear. I told the hmm. And that you near but and there is also another thing. Ah, a ma yen time tear on your meaning. That is the unbelief. That is James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. So that two verses in project mommy. James 1, 6 to 7. You see, whatever we ask from the Lord, see, I think I may not be baby saying I may be obey your mind. But we'll say, this is the condition, but he must ask. But when he asks, he must do what? And not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. So onipa bi a wo ha onyinni ana wo san so e doubt. So wo yesa Bible no say obete nyame asem obonya bibi ade, but you are not going to get anything from God. Me bomb pa ye say this spirit of unbelief and doubt should not be part of us in the name of Jesus. Even if the devil brings that onto us, God should drive the devil away from us. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when we hear God's word, God will reveal his plans and purpose to us. I told you, be a honor more. Sometimes, when we hear the voice of God, through that, God is able to protect us. Sometimes, when we hear the voice of God, God is able to guide us and direct us. And then, to give us peace. And also sometimes, through hearing the word of God, God gives us the spirit of endurance. He will give you the spirit of what? Endurance. Example. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those people know na omo jinya me di pa to the extent say omo catch na ohene ne say ohenie emposi enya nkupon na nji ye nkra no a omra na wa hyene de ye ni so da esa wo hwe mo hwe pa de a akasa ni pa we nu no na ngense say onyame ma kwa me do mko gu jani mu mpo na so onyame ma ye do mko gu e jani mu na de onyame ye ne say he was with them in the fire. And it's me bomb pay away yesterday, we say, or how be a wukum, a jet be a wunamu, a mania be a wukum, yes, one cow, a radi one cow, a radi one protector, or no, our cow, our nasem, we say, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Wherever we are, he is with us. Yanamu jemua, or kayaho, yanamu sumua, or kayaho, nemo one can't say, see a begini dear, yan namu jem. Yen namu zumu, yen namu haumu, yen namu manimu. Was this yen namu mua? Or kayen ho, or betien? And opaya diana ukum. What is your problem? What are you dealing with? Every situation, bia ukum, bia, the Lord is with you, and the Lord will protect you. Now, through that situation, no, onyaminam subaya ose Joseph. Obey you a free prison. Now, do about palace? No, dear Jumano, I shall once. Now, why you in the packet see? Now, first, so what to open? Oh, what time for him? Hallelujah. All these things, you know. So, obey to me at Sinyamini, dear. Then you must live a holy and a righteous life. You must live in purity. Okay. My last asema make them there and last asema be here because of time. Then they say, "Only pe biya wo asasi so." Say, "O ben babo no now ben yamia." Then you are getting far away from the world. And I say, if you are closer to the world, you are closer to the world also. Then you are getting far away from the word of God. No yamia asema say. One hour do we ask, no? Only your young couple, no time for. And you see, Sebanisa, Obadan to say, Hofini, anything has. Unambeka Satchel, and so on, because you are more in the world than being in the house of the Lord. I don't follow Anopay. Kakra, Unaminam, the song for Oswa King. The bomb pie say, Unamme Emma. Untimely wide frequency, no? And call the radio station of our Lord Jesus Christ. Na wo hu say radio ni kasa. The mosa say won tune to that frequency ni ntina won te ni kasa. E da radio mo bia tune the frequency no to the voice of the Lord. Na radio kasa watene ne. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Awurade, wasɛm aba yɛn nkyɛn. Ɛnna wo sɛ yɛn te wo ne. Yɛnim sɛ sɛ yɛte wo ne a, ɛnepa na ɛba yɛn nkyɛn. Awurade, honhom ne pɛ wo. Nanso honam no yɛ mmerɛ. Yɛda so yɛ nipa. Yɛnya nya asoro abɔfoɔ. Ɛti Awurade, mesrɛ wo sɛ, onyame honhom kɔkɔrɔn, ka yɛn ho, dom yɛn, na boa yɛn. Twe yɛn firi biribiara a, ɛma yɛntumi nte wo ne ho. Na Awurade, yɛntumi nte wo ne. Sɛne ba or tie ne amane bi ba ubeyi ye free mu ye nim se wo yonyame na wo ka ye hu nti wa ye ne sama yen ti e kɔso ade wase da ma wo ye da wase e wo Yesu Kristo din mu amen.